Wonder is this experience of the marvelous. It is to see those things that are our little miracles. So why is the sky blue? I wonder. The fact that yesterday the apple was green and 2 days later it's rosy red. How did that come to be? I wonder. You can imagine that we are training the wonder muscle.
We could see a child out on the nature trail, and suddenly the child becomes interested in an acorn. And they pick up the acorn and they're gazing at it. And the well-meaning parent sees the child engaged in this gazing at the acorn and comes over and says, "That's an acorn. Do you know an acorn comes from an oak tree? Can you spell oak? O-A-K." And the parent starts to bring the child into all these facts about this acorn, and then they start talking about chlorophyll and photosynthesis. Suddenly the child drops the acorn and drifts away, loses interest. We have no idea what was living in that child when they looked at that acorn. We have no idea where their mind was going when they see that pattern and the texture on that cap of the acorn. The well-meaning parent or adult can take them out of that wonder and mystery by feeding them intellectualism too soon.
Our world tends to have ways of this is right and that is wrong. This is how you do an A, you can do it like that. The numbers, the colors, that's orange, it's orange. It can be different. Whereas that world of imagination that they live in, it's incredibly rich and abundant in possibilities.
They're new to the world, and the world is good, and they're one with it. They're not outside of it yet.
We're saying, wait, there's a time and there's a place.
If we step back and watch a child play, there's magic.
We're telling stories that live very deeply in the child, and the child can then take those stories into their play. It's not about what I say, it's about what they do. Children are beings of movement. Their first language is movement. And as they move, they learn about their bodies. They learn the limits of their bodies. When we surround them by these activities, they want to participate in the world around them. They're able to enter into experience with confidence, the willingness to come on in because the water's just fine.
It is real, it is true. They see the apple, they pick the apple, they polish the apple, we chop it, and it is cooked and it is good for our snack.
When you honor where they are, you're saying to your child, this is where you are and it's perfect. What tremendous self-confidence you give that child.
This nurturing and gentleness helps the child stay open and not close.
What we know for a fact is these experiences do play out in later life. These are the adults that will come looking at the problems that our society faces and have other solutions. These are the ones who can work collaboratively, human beings who are willing to do tough work and to persevere and not lose sight of their goal. It is this balance of the work and the will and the doing and the imagination and the wonder and being on the earth. Here I stand, firmly I stand.